Powered by Riverside.
Welcome to a special Country Roads Music Festival edition of the Vehicle City Sound Podcast. Our air date is Sunday, May 25th. I'm your host, C. Willie, joined again this week by my lovely co-host,
Butter P.
So happy to have you here, and we are so happy to have on this special edition three of my absolute favorite people in this industry. Welcome to the show, Kay Harper. Good to see
hello,
you, Kay.
Hello.
Michaela Prue is here.
Hello.
Hi, Michaela. And we've got Darcy Keys. Darcy is the coordinator, chief cook and bottle washer for the Country Roads Music Festival. She's doing it all. Darcy, welcome to the show.
Hi, guys.
So a lot has gone on. Both Kay and Michaela have been on the show before, and folks that have been following us, you know that. And tons has been going on with the two of you. Kay, let's start with you. First of all, I think probably as significant as anything else, you got a new band.
I have a new band. Yay! Finally. It's a
Tell
labor
us how
of
that
love.
All came about. Oh, yeah. How did that all come about?
Well, I've been working with the same guitarist for almost 3 years now. So he was kind of a shoo-in. And then actually, I found my drummer, Fate Chance, a long-lost cousin, second cousin, came to one of my shows. And her husband came up to me and was like, hey, I'm a drummer. And so we're like, family, let's go. So
all
I got
right.
my drummer and then found my bass player by posting online, and his wife pushed him to audition. So I've got my bass player now too, and we're getting ready to rock this summer.
That's Woo-hoo! Fantastic. And I saw today as we were taking a look at some of your social media, you've got a pretty busy summer coming up.
Yep, say that again. Sorry.
You've got a pretty busy summer coming up. You've got quite a schedule coming up.
I do. It's a balancing act between my gigs coming up, and of course I'm a mom, so that takes over your life. So just balancing act, getting this band rocking and rolling, and then I actually am going to Nashville on Thursday to record a couple more songs.
Good for you. That's awesome. Congratulations. Now,
Thank
how
you.
Excited are you, Kay, to be playing at the Country Roads Music Festival?
I am so ecstatic. I feel blessed and lucky to even be offered the opportunity. So thank you to Darcy and everyone at Country Roads.
Well, and I know the song that we've got queued up for you tonight. To me, this is absolutely a festival song. This is, it's strong, it's powerful. It tells a great message. And tell us a little bit about Freight Train.
Yep. Freight Train is the story of my life. And I think a lot of people relate to feeling like you're starting at the bottom and you're just pushing through and keeping on track to your goals and your dreams. We all have it in us. A lot of times self-doubt gets in the way, but we're all a freight train and you just got to keep trucking along.
That is such a great message. Let's give this one a listen. And I'm sure we're going to hear this at the Country Roads Music Festival, are we not?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
All right. Let's give it a listen right here. This is Kay Harper's Freight Train.
A pocket full of change and a rundown beater going nowhere fast. Feeling like a black sheep trapped with the herd, a finger in the air trying to get the last word. Yeah. some, you'll lose some. Which one will she take? And one she breaks, and one she learns to fly.
That is Kay Harper and Freight Train.
Jam into that.
Well, you guys know it. You know it. We do.
Quarter peak.
She's a dancer.
I'm somewhere between Sea Willie and Quarter Peep, I gotta say.
Well, we cannot wait to hear that one live. That's going to be fun. And all the rest of the music that you're bringing to this, we're really looking forward to seeing you there, Kay.
Thank you.
I just
so
want
much.
To say I went to go hear Kay a few weeks ago live, and she is better live.
She was
amazing, and it was only her and her guitarist. So I can't wait to hear. I know you're bringing a steel guitar player with you too, right?
Yeah. So and he's actually going to jump on the mandolin and the fiddle for a song here too. So it's going to be. I'm so excited.
Ooh.
We got a lot to look forward to.
Yeah, both Kay and Michaela are Sunday. They're starting off the main stage on Sunday, right?
Yeah.
This is going to be good. This is going to be good. Speaking of Michaela, you just, Miss Prue, had a whole lot of Nashville experience going on. What's happening with all this?
I sure did. So in January, I moved down to Nashville, Tennessee. Last time we had a podcast and we saw each other, I had the acceptance letter in my email.
Yes, you
and
did.
I hadn't opened it yet. And I was like, hey, if I don't make it in, cut it out.
We didn't have to.
No. So I got into the songwriting program at Belmont. And I also got into the Belmont management program, which is pretty much like, they take you to publishing companies, they put you in front of artists, and you pitch your songs to them. And it's been such an incredible experience in Nashville, Tennessee. I'm going back down there. I'm here for the summer for a bunch of shows, and then I'm heading back down for the fall. I'm buying a big girl condo.
Oh, good for you. All right. Well, we're going to have to look you up when we're down there. We're coming down for the Josies, and we will definitely be getting in touch with you while we're there, too.
I'll be there as well.
All right. And you've got to be excited. As Darcy just said, you're going to be on the Sunday stage as well. Tell us what your feelings are about this.
Oh, I could do a backflip, and I don't know how to backflip. I am so excited. I absolutely love Drew Baldridge. I got to see him and meet him last summer when he performed at the Hoedown at Pine Knob. And he is such a brilliant act, and I can't wait for everyone to come out and see him and see Kay and all the amazing acts that are lined up at the Country Roads Festival. It's truly going to be something that Michigan needs, and this is going to be such an awesome event, and it's such an honor to be a part of.
No question. And the song we have lined up for you is one that I know we'll hear, and this is one that fires me up every time I hear it. Number One Fan, tell us about this.
Oh, yeah. That is one of my favorites. It's a very fun, I imagined it at, like, sporting events and really, like, concerts. And it's about cheering for somebody and always being there for them, no matter where they go, no matter what they do. You're always going to be the one believing them in them, regardless if they're in your life or not. And so that's what this song is about.
All right. There are going to be a lot of people cheering after they hear this one. This is Michaela Prue's number one fan. I know the Prue crew is going to be out in strength for this one. Love that tune.
Thank you.
Hey, Darcy, now you have some special things going on at the Music Festival because this is going to be more than just a main stage. Can you tell us what else is going on around the property?
Sure. Most of these Michigan acts, both Michaela and Kay, will also be doing an acoustic set each in a secondary stage. It's in the woods. It's just a to-die-for area. Hoping to have a few local schools displaying some art there. We're going to have a photo contest where people can submit their favorite photo of a Michigan country road. And we're going to have some of those displayed there. We're going to have, just a lot of fun things for people to do late at night. There are going to be some acoustic sets around bonfires, some s'mores. During the day, there are going to be some things for people to do, like a cornhole tournament, other lawn games. It's a beautiful property to just walk around. So both Saturday and Sunday, it's not going to be super competitive, but there's just going to be a 3K walk each day where you can walk around the property if you want to get a little bit of exercise before you start. Lots of food vendors. We've got some barbecue trucks and just cool stuff and some other, you know, vendors that do jewelry. On Saturday, we're going to have Jennergy, I think her name is.
Yes.
Yeah. So she's going to do line dancing in between the acts on the main stage. And she knows a lot of the songs from the people that are going to be performing on Saturday. So I think they're going to do a dance that people can then come do during the during their set. Hair braiding. Oh, geez. Just all sorts of stuff like that.
Darcy, between the cornhole tournament and Jennergy, I've just lost quarter peep for all of Saturday. She's gone.
The hair braiding first.
I think one of the things that I love about what you're doing, Darcy, is just this. It's all the things that you're adding into this. It's not just a main stage. There's something for everybody. Mm-hmm. And even if you want to get in and hear the artists and meet the artists in other ways on other platforms, you've got that all.
Yeah. Yep. And I'm sure that we're going to have some other artists that aren't formally on a stage, that we're going to have some places set up for just jam sessions where other people can bring their guitars and just sit around and play and all just join and love music together.
This is a true music festival.
Yeah, it definitely isn't the mega fest that Faster Horses is with the huge, you know, headliner names. It's more of a down home country, hang out with your family and friends and just have a great time together, just talking and enjoying each other's company and listening to great music.
But you do have some significant headliners. Restless Roads is playing the Grand Ole Opry this Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah.
And Colt Ford, when we told my son-in-law that Colt Ford was going to be there, he busted down the door to say, I'm coming to help. So,
yeah.
As Michaela was talking about Drew Baldridge, he's climbing up the charts right now and just doing some fantastic work. You've got three great headliners.
Yeah, yeah. And they're just all great. They're great people. And one thing I was thinking about as these guys were doing their songs is I think sometimes as listeners that we forget that these are people. Like Kay's a mom, and Michaela, when I talk to Michaela, her mom's usually there. Like, it's such a family thing for these kids to be trying their best to succeed and make it in this business. And they're just fantastic artists in Michigan, and we're so lucky to have so many of them coming. I hope people aren't discounting the Michigan artists, because they're going to be amazing.
Well, and I think it's independent artists as a whole. I know one of the things that Quarter Peep and I have talked about a lot, I prefer listening now to the folks like Michaela and Kay, who we've had on the show, than I do traditional radio. I just get a lot more out of the songs. It's emotional. It's got a story. Kay said that's her life story in Freight Train. You know what's behind this music. And when we get a chance at your festival, at the Country Roads Music Festival, to actually get up and close and personal and talk to these folks and get the backstories on their songs, it's going to be that much more meaningful.
Yeah. And Sunday's going to be a killer day. So yeah. I think it starts off Kay and then Michaela and then Shia Town, who's amazing. And then one of my favorites, the Gasoline Gypsies, because like folk. They're kind of folk Americana. And then Family Tradition Band is amazing. And then Drew. And then in between each of those, you know, there's 50 minutes in between them. You can take a 5-minute walk into the woods and go listen to the acoustic set that's happening there.
Yeah. You've got it well thought out. It sounds like it's just going to be an incredible time. Darcy, where can folks get their tickets?
CountryRoadsMusicFestival.com. And then that's just the main page, but right at the very top, you'll see tickets and you can go there. And we will be putting daily tickets on sale probably within the next week.
And for those that aren't aware just yet, we're talking about July 18th, 19th, and 20th. This is at the Groves in Brooklyn, Michigan. Darcy has just an amazing piece of property there. It's in the shadow of Michigan International Speedway. So if you've been to the Faster Horses before, you know where this is. And if you're at all familiar with MIS, she's basically off the start-finish line, right across the road from the track. It is an absolute phenomenal property. We're going to have an absolute blast there.
Yeah, we're really looking forward to this. It's a first-year festival, so it's a lot of work, and it's a little bit scary, but we trust that people are going to support us and come out and support all of these young artists so that this can be something that can become a tradition, and we can continue to have all of these great Michigan people have a place to sing every year.
Absolutely. July 18th, 19th, and 20th, it's the Country Roads Music Festival. CountryRoadsMusicFestival.com is where you get your tickets. Our headliners, Restless Roads on Friday, Colt Ford Saturday, and then get there early and make sure you see Kay Harper and Michaela Prue opening up, because Drew Baldridge is going to close the night down for us. We've got an incredible lineup. Darcy, this is awesome. We're getting excited.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Kay, Michaela, final words on getting ready to go over this incredible show?
Start prepping your cornhole skills, because...
Uh-oh. Has the gauntlet been thrown down for Michaela to corner peep?
Oh, no. One other quick thing. If there are any groups, like, we're trying to reach out to, like, some area high schools or even colleges that want to do kind of like a semi-class reunion or something and just have a group together. We do have several areas in the campsite that we can set aside for, like, an entire group. So keep us in mind if you're looking for a place to gather for some groups or companies that want to do something. So the more,
what a great
the
idea. What a great idea. All right, folks, we've got incredible talent. We've got an incredible venue. We've got great people. This is going to be a lot of fun. I expect everybody to get online as soon as you see this, get your tickets. Let's get out there. July 18, 19, and 20, the Groves in Brooklyn, Michigan. CountryRoadsMusicFestival.com is where you get everything. That's where you're going to see Kay. You're going to see Michaela. We'll get to meet Darcy, and we're going to see all the rest. Can't wait to see you all out there. Thanks a lot, everybody. We appreciate you joining us tonight.
Bye, guys.
Thanks for having us.
All right, everybody. Be good.
Take care, guys.